This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. And in studio tonight is Daryl
and Conan.
So this is kind of a black sheep talk live.
Yeah, when was the last Black Sheep Rising episode? Was it 3 months ago, 4 months ago?
A couple of months ago, and we've actually not done a show together since.
Yep.
But we're actually going to be on Thursdays.
Hopefully you don't regress back into a cussing mode.
No.
Dirty conversations, dirty topics, and cussing.
I do not do that in this studio.
Okay, good.
I do not swear in this studio.
I'm so surprised that as long as I've been on, I've managed to keep it cool. There's actual guests have been on, and they've dropped the bombs, and somehow or another, I've been able to keep a cool mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know how I've done it.
I don't know, but it's good to be back on a radio show with you. And this is Free Talk Live. It's not Black Sheep Rising, so it's a family-friendly show as always. And of course, we will take your calls about whatever is on your mind. The toll-free telephone number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, today was a very exciting day. Today there was a press conference in Manchester, New Hampshire, where Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project, made a big announcement. And I've actually got part of the video. I cut out a little snippet of the video. I did not take this directly from the video. There's a little bit that was cut out because she sort of went on a tangent. But the announcement was about the Free State Project and the goal of reaching 20,000 signers to get people to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and justly acquired property. So she had mentioned that she ran the numbers a couple of years ago and figured out that based on the rate of signups, it would be about 2018 when the goal was reached.
Mm-hmm.
And then that triggers the move that signers have 5 years to wind up moving. And she did the math and said, wait a second, that would be 2023. I would be in my 50s, and I want to get this done sooner than that. And so that's where we pick up here with this snippet from the press conference with Carla Garrick, president of the Free State Project.
So 3 years ago at Liberty Forum, because, people would give me a microphone and I'll just say anything, I announced on the back of, we'd done some calculations on the back of an envelope, and I was like, I think we can do it sooner than that. So I'm just going to throw a date out there and then we'll work towards that. So I announced that if we could fundraise enough money to implement my strategic plan, we could trigger the move sooner. The union leader, the largest newspaper in New Hampshire, ran a front page article saying Free Staters told to set clock for 2015. So I was a month late that one time I took vacation, but we did it. Today, I'm here to announce that the Free State Project has officially triggered the move and that participants need to come home. You have 5 years from today, February 3rd, 2016, to come help build the world's first intentional liberty community.
And then the crowd gives a rousing round of applause that goes on for a good 20, 30 more seconds. And, of course, the full press conference was about an hour long, and I will post a link over to that Ian Freeman, who is generally in this seat on Wednesday night. Ian was in Manchester for that press conference, and then there's some event tonight that he and Mark are both attending in Manchester. But this is really big news. This is huge. The Free State Project is why both of us are here.
Yeah, we've been here how many years as pre-movers?
Almost 3.5,
almost 4 years, and we're the shock troops. You know, we came here, and it's just an idea when we came.
Yeah,
we are early movers.
There are no more early movers. Nobody else can claim that. Well, you know, like other people, of course, can say that they're early movers, but you know, nobody else that winds up moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project will be classified as an early mover.
Mm-hmm.
The latest date on which an early mover to New Hampshire could arrive was February 2nd, 2016. Anybody that arrived today or any point in the future is not an early mover. They're movers that were here after the move was triggered. And Carla, during her press conference, she did announce something that most people were asking of: will signups continue? Are they cutting off signups at 20,000 signers? She announced that they will continue taking signups for the Free State Project until there are 20,000 movers. So they're still going to do signups, and Liberty Forum, which comes up in just a couple of weeks, is going to be a big, giant party to celebrate the completion of, you know, reaching the goal of 20,000 signers. Plus, you know, Edward Snowden is going to be there. And
what is his speaking day?
Snowden is speaking on the Saturday of Liberty Forum, which runs the 18th through the 21st. So he will be speaking on the 20th. And he's actually speaking in the afternoon because he's, you know, teleconferencing in from an undisclosed location in Russia, and I'm guessing he'll be using, you know, like some sort of Tor connection to hide his location to where, you know, the authority can't come wind up
track him down,
taking him away. And he's only going to be speaking for 30 minutes, and, you know, that's probably, again, partially to wind up helping obscure the identity and, or not identity, but the location, because anytime you're connected for a long enough period of time, it doesn't matter how many places you're bouncing your connection off of, it can get tracked if you're on long enough. So he'll wind up, you know, only doing a 30-minute speech. Former Governor Craig Benson is going to be speaking. And Craig Benson, he plays an integral part in the Free State Project. He was the governor at the time that the vote happened. And my understanding, because I wasn't part of the Free State Project at the time, I was not a participant, I did not take part in the vote, but my understanding is that of all of the governors that were being met by various people that had signed the statement of intent pre-vote, some of the people were visiting various states, meeting with government officials, trying to get their thoughts on, you know, this movement to get 20,000...
Bunch of migrants, if you will.
Right. You know, this movement to get 20,000 people to move into their state. And I saw something online earlier today that said the governor of Montana said, please go to Idaho. The governor of Idaho said, don't come here, go somewhere else. And the only governor that said, yes, I welcome you, was Craig Benson.
Hmm.
And so, you know, that from what I understand, played an integral part in New Hampshire being chosen, knowing that the governor of the state was welcoming. You know, he opened his arms and said, yes, please, come here. We want more people like you.
Yeah, but times change. I don't think I don't think Maggie Hassan
Hassan would not say yes, please show up.
Even if it's a bunch of young people, a bunch of young workers, which is what New Hampshire really needs right now. That, you know, with its older demographic in there. You know, they're all retiring. They're all getting ready to retire. So the you know, they need someone to pick up the slack, if you will.
Yeah, and well, there's going to be, you know, a bunch of Free Staters moving here. Today, February 3rd, 2016, is officially Porcupine Day. Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no.
I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting the Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And of course, we do have Skype. You can call in. The Skype username is LRN. Zoomer.fm. This is the live Wednesday night edition. Today, officially Porcupine Day. It's the day that the Free State Project announced that the move has been triggered. So if you have signed the statement of intent for the Free State Project, you've got 5 years to wind up getting up to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and justly acquired property. And if you have a significant other or a family member that you care about a lot, you have a lot less than 5 years to wind up getting them something for Valentine's Day. And what I would suggest is that you get them Sherry's Berries. Conan, me and you had one of these delicious berries just before the show. You had, what was it, the dark chocolate?
I believe it was the darker of the candies. So I'm believing it's the dark chocolate.
Yours did not have nuts on it, correct?
Correct.
Yours had the... No, so they had three different berries in this box that we had. There was white chocolate with a chocolate drizzled swirl thing on it. There was a dark chocolate that had little, looked like little chocolate chips that are on it. And then there's another one that had crushed nuts of some kind on it. And they've actually got a lot of amazing stuff that you can get. They have a champagne and cocktail strawberry basket, the fancy swizzled milk and dark chocolate and all dark chocolate strawberries. There's also baby strawberries, summer strawberry, cheesecake strawberry, dipped strawberries, and so much more. But you could get just the regular fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. That's over a 40% savings. And if you really want to be somebody with hero status for your significant other or loved one, you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in code FTL. Again, go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in code FTL, get those strawberries for $19.99 or double the amount for just $10 more. And that's berries, berries.com. Click on the microphone, use code FTL. Now, Conan, you've got an interesting story out of Holland about eagles and drones and the Dutch police somehow training eagles to attack drones.
Apparently they have more money than they know what to do with. And they suspect that there may be drone issues in the future. And I do believe that there will come a time when there are so many of these little bad boys flying around. They're going to be crashing into each other, crashing into planes and the standing walls, getting caught in things. So it's going to be a real interesting future to see how we are able to control all of the flight that's going to be taking place. But so anyways, they're jumping to conclusions, in my opinion. They're bringing in the old school. This is kind of like the police riding around on horses in, the big cities. It's ridiculous. When you have bikes and you have these moped little things.
Right, but I will actually wind up explaining to you why they use horses instead of bicycles. Because it puts them head and shoulders, literally head and shoulders above the crowd.
And they look laughable on a bike. It's kind of like Obama on a bicycle, and no one can get enough of that silly picture of him.
Not only, it does kind of look a little odd, but, from the standpoint of you want to see what's happening, it's better when you're up higher.
Okay.
Certainly, a bicycle will get you around faster than a horse.
And more efficiently.
And
it's a lot cheaper. And it's not pooping all over the place.
Yes, certainly your bike is not pooping all over the place, but you don't have that height advantage. And also, you can't move someone back with your bicycle. Hmm. You can use the horse as a weapon if you need to. A lot more efficiently than picking up the bicycle and swinging it.
I think, I think the biggest question is, why do police need to use their horses as a weapon in the first place? Are they really dealing with that many bad people, criminals who are just running around amok, flipping cars and doing?
No, generally, whenever I've seen video of police using the horse as a weapon, it's a crowd control measure, and they will have the horse sidestep to push people back. And they'll use the horse to push back a line of people.
All right. Well,
and there was a situation 8 years ago now. Back it was 2008 when there were some protesters from Iraq Veterans Against the War that were outside of one of the presidential debates, and they were told by police, "You can't cross this line." And they said, "Okay, we won't cross this line." And then the police officer decided that, "No, I want you to back up another foot." And they said, "No, you told us that we could stand here, and we're standing here." And so the guy used his horse to push them back, and the horse knocked one of the guys over, and the horse then stepped on his head, crushing his skull. Ugh. And it was about 2.5 hours before the police took the guy to an emergency room to get his crushed skull checked out.
And the guy made it?
The last update I saw, and again, this was almost 8 years ago that I saw any update on the thing, was, yes, the guy did survive. He had some brain damage, but he survived.
Wow.
So tell us about the Eagles, and not the band, but the ones that the Dutch police are going to be using, not as crowd control, but to attack drones.
Right, it's a type of control. Dutch police are involved in training birds of prey to take out drones flown by criminals and terrorists.
And where is this story coming from?
I believe it was Holland, but I can't find that link on this particular article. It's Netherlands somewhere. Maybe it's the whole country.
No, I meant what's your source on this story?
This is DutchNews.nl.
Okay, yeah, .nl. That's definitely Netherlands.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and they're claiming that they're just like the bureaucrats here in Keene, to get the Bearcat, they claim that they would need it to ward off terrorism, and they're using the same excuse here. They need to train eagles to defend against criminals and terrorists. The police, counterterrorism agency NCTB, and the ministries of justice and defense are working on a range of measures to combat drones. Video footage released by the police at weekend shows a bird of prey grabbing a drone in its talons and bringing it to the ground. The project is still in test phase, but a spokesman said there was a real possibility that birds of prey could be used.
All right, so I'm going to have to wind up watching this video to see exactly what is happening. Like, how big are these drones? And really, do you think that eagles can take down a terrorist drone? 855, 453.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Wednesday night edition. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Conan.
And Conan, you're telling us about the attack eagles in the Netherlands, where apparently eagles, or at least one eagle, is being trained by Dutch police in some location over there in Holland. And they're training this eagle to take down unmanned aerial vehicles, what are often called drones. And I just watched the video, and what they're showing being taken down is like one of these little small toy things that might weigh a pound, 2 pounds tops.
With plastic propellers.
Plastic blades. It's a little plastic drone. It's not carrying anything. It doesn't even have a camera on it. And so what was the purpose that they're saying again?
Like I said, it's anti-terrorism, anti-criminal.
Okay,
they go into it. All right, so anyways.
Let me ask this question. Are they just using this little small thing to train the eagle, and the eagle's actually capable of taking down something that weighs 50 pounds?
I assume they're going to use this as a trainer. And they're going to cross their fingers and hope that the eagle doesn't get torn to shreds when it goes and tries to attack a real drone, like maybe something big enough to carry Amazon boxes around, you know, with metal wings. You've seen these drones. People are actually putting drones together and making hoverboards, and they're, you know, strapping them on their backs and stuff. You're not going to play around with those things. They're going to shred a bird. This is absolutely ridiculous. And
they're definitely not training this eagle to wind up taking out the predator drones that Barack Obama likes to use.
No, those guys, they're going to get sucked right into the turbines.
The predator drone doesn't have a visible turbine.
Okay, well, whatever. Whatever is propelling it.
It's got a large propeller.
just like that.
So tell us more.
And then bird feathers.
Tell us more about what's going on.
All right,
over
so
here
according to this police guy, everyone can get a hold of a drone, and that includes people who want to misuse them. It is a multifunctional piece of equipment, and that means you can launch an attack from them as well. And I haven't really seen that many civilian drones. I've saw the one guy who strapped a handgun to a drone, and it was the next day was arrested. I don't remember if you remember that story. I think it was in Virginia.
I heard about that, but I didn't hear if he actually set it up to where he could remotely fire the handgun or if he just put a handgun onto one of these unmanned vehicles.
Well, there was a handgun strapped to an unmanned vehicle, and it was and it was firing.
Oh, okay, so he did put a firing mechanism.
And then, of course, his mistake was to post to YouTube, and then they tracked his butt down, and they got him the next day. So.
Yeah.
I haven't seen too many weaponized drones yet. I believe most of them are owned by the government.
The weaponized drones are definitely, you know, the majority is definitely owned by the government, and the various governments are definitely using them against civilians. We know that for a fact. There was a report not too long ago that over 90% of the people killed in what are called targeted drone strikes being conducted by the U.S. military are actually civilians. Let me repeat that. Of the targeted drone strikes, meaning that they're specifically targeting a certain person, 90% of the people killed with those targeted strikes are civilians,
mm-hmm.
meaning not the person they intended to kill.
Yeah, it's no wonder that these drone operators, these young men and women underground in some bunker somewhere, are coming forward in mass and telling these gut-wrenching tales of dropping missiles that are in the collateral damage is huge. It's taking out whole buildings, taking out whole, not just the car, but cars next to it. And that's.
And I read these stories every day from antiwar.com where the headline is U.S. airstrike kills 46 civilians. U.S. airstrike kills, 30 people at a wedding party. U.S. airstrike kills, destroys three cars, everybody slain. And a lot of times when these happen in Yemen, the Yemeni government will wind up saying, everybody's a suspected terrorist. And then it comes out later that they don't know the identity of anybody that was actually slain, and there's no reason to believe that anybody was, point of fact, terrorist or even suspected of being a terrorist.
When you consider blowback and the idea that continually bombing or waging war on a community is going to create terrorists, well then yes, everyone is a capable terrorist sometime in the future because we're turning them into terrorists.
Right.
So yeah, go ahead and bomb this guy's kids, and he's not gonna want to wage war with the U.S. after that, right? Right, Daryl. He's just gonna go on with his life. He's gonna go back to farming.
Yeah. There's this whole basically what would be considered the circle of violence that most people they forget that it's a circle. And they only see the upswing of the circle. They don't see the downswing. Or rather, they see the downswing, but not the upswing. So the circle of violence is he hit me. Hit could be bomb, physical punch, whatever. He did this thing to me, so I get angry. So I do the same to them.
You miss him and you hit one of his kids or you hit his uncle or someone, and then what's he going to do? Now he has to retaliate.
Right, but it's the whole thing of, you get back what you give out. They hit you, you get angry. Don't expect them to be happy when you hit them.
Right, do unto others as you'll have them do unto you. It's just, that's the easiest way. You just got to stop, look at the big picture, look at the big circle, like you said, and, really look at what's going on. And we have our buttons are being pushed because this isn't my war. I'm not in favor of it. There are many people aren't in favor of it. And yet, what are we going to do about it, Daryl? What, stop paying our taxes?
I have.
What, are we going to stand on the road with signs saying we're anti-war? And
I've done that before as well.
We've done that, but is it going to work?
It's not stopping the wars.
I mean, we're talking about the military-industrial complex, man. This thing is huge.
Yeah.
They're not stopping anytime soon. There's too much money to be made.
Certainly. But this story that we're talking about in the Netherlands, they're not, you know, talking about the attack drones that we think of when we hear attack drones. They're talking about, you know, like they're afraid that some little commercially available unmanned aerial vehicle, and I hate using the term drone. The proper term is unmanned aerial vehicle, but most people call them drones. The Dutch police here are afraid that a commercially available UAV will wind up being used by terrorists to do something.
They're probably thinking, they probably saw that YouTube video of the guy in Virginia with the handgun strapped to an unmanned vehicle. And that's probably what they're thinking. And it was a little small little thing. Or they're thinking of little spy drones. Maybe they're got little spy drones running around taking pictures of people. Who knows?
Yeah. So
but obviously they're not spending enough on their military, so they've got money left over to spend on stupid programs like this.
Or no, I wouldn't even say that they're not spending enough on their military to where they have money left over. I would say they are stealing too much money from the people that live in the Netherlands to where they can waste it on stupid stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Jump back into this article again.
Okay, so as well as birds of prey, officials are also looking into the use of high-tech detonation systems and equipment, which can remotely take over or could remotely take over control of a drone. Another potential measure could be the drone, which is programmed to fire at or capture an enemy drone.
So
a decision on whether or not to use eagles to take out drones will be made in a couple of months. I think the eagles are stupid. I think the best option will be to create drones.
The flying battle bots.
Anti-drone drones. And yeah, it'll be just like battle bots. So have anti-aircraft drones.
So let's go to the phones. We've got Jay calling in from Phoenix, wants to talk about blowback. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Conan, how come the United States of America never suffered blowback after dropping two atomic bombs on Japan? Nora.
Well, that's because the Japanese military surrendered immediately after those bombs were dropped. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio on this Wednesday is Daryl.
And Conan.
And we'll get back to your calls in just a moment. But there is a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for health care and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that is sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty Health Share is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional insurance. Liberty Health Share is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You get to choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement, and let's change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs, like Liberty Health Share, joinlhs.com, or you can use the telephone. Give them a call, 800-722-8041, 800-722-8041, or joinlhs.com. Back to the phones, we've got Joe in Wyoming, wants to talk about drones. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Actually, it's Tim in Wyoming, but that's okay. You heard me wrong. So, but my thoughts on drones are, that when we use the unarmed aerial unmanned aerial vehicles, I mean, they're basically just we can call them a toy, but when we use our own, and they'll, like the kid in Ohio who put on his UAV, and then he was arrested because everybody thought he was some sort of a criminal for actually showing somebody that it could be done. But when he did that himself, he was actually proclaiming to everyone who was paying attention that we have the ability to do the same thing that the military says they can only do.
That's so. It's the same thing with the printing, the 3D printing is going on. You know, they don't want us to be able to print our own guns in our basements, because now we become a threat to them.
Well, if you know how to use a lathe, if you have any metalworking skills, if you have any machinery, machine building or machine maintaining or repairing skills, you can build bombs. I mean, you can build bombs and firearms and whatever else you want to build. If you have, it doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot. Well, it takes skill, but what I'm saying is it doesn't take a lot of money. It doesn't take a lot of time, and it only takes basic tools.
Like, and probably everything that you need could be picked up at Home Depot or Lowe's or something.
Right, right. A friend of mine actually was telling me about that. He said that he knows people. I mean, he's in California. I'm in Wyoming. But he said he has a friend in California who's a high-end engineer. He's in his 80s now, probably doesn't do it anymore. But he said basically if he wanted to build something, I mean, a seriously bad machine, as in an evil type of thing, he could go, as you say, to Home Depot or Lowe's or maybe even Walmart or something like that. He could go to a super, super Walmart if there's one still around that hasn't been closed yet, but he could go and buy his supplies there. I mean, if you wanted to put an air tank on a large enough drone, a UAV, and put a nail gun on there, you could shoot nails. You could do the same thing. If you wanted to do that, there used to be a BB gun that was powered by Freon. You could just screw the Freon can on there, and it would, from 100 feet, you could shatter soda bottles, glass soda bottles. It would actually fire the BBs fast enough and a dense enough firing rate, a fast enough firing rate that you could shatter bottles or jars from 100 feet. So that was 25 years ago. I mean, that was longer than that. Actually, it was, let me see.
Well, if they're squashing any of this type of extracurricular activity, like strapping Glocks onto drones, they squash that immediately because they want to set an example.
Well, and now the FAA has regulations that if you have one of these UAVs that weighs between 0.55 pounds to 55 pounds, and you want to fly it, you need to wind up registering with the FAA, becoming an aviator of some sort, getting a registration number for your device, and jumping through all these hoops and hurdles. And my question is, what is the operative difference between one of these little toy drones, like what I saw in the video of the Eagle in the Netherlands, and an RC aircraft that my grandfather used to build in his little day room? What's the operative difference between a quadcopter and a RC aircraft that's got two blades?
I'm thinking the difference is now we've got terrorists running around, Daryl. There's the threat of terrorism. Now we've got to monitor all these, and there's a lot more of them, too.
Right, but you could, just as easily, and Tim, we'll get back to your thoughts, and I actually want your thoughts on this as well, but you could just as easily take one of these RC airplanes and strap on whatever weapon you were going to strap on your quadcopter, but the RC aircraft is exempt from the regulations that apply to the UAV.
Hmm.
Tim, do you have thoughts on that?
Well, actually, that's about what I was going to say, too. It's the same thing. I used to know people that would build 8 to 10 foot wingspan. They looked like a real airplane. They were, they had a chainsaw engine running them, and they were radio controlled, but they would carry. You could put video cameras at the time of the video cameras were something like a VHS camera or something like that. You could put, not because there were no remotes. It was just, I'm talking 30 years ago, but that's what I'm saying. People could do it then. And obviously, technology has increased to the point where if you wanted to build a drone or a UAV that was the size of a matchbox or a matchbook, let's say, and you want it about the same weight too, you could actually fly if you had a large enough battery or strong enough battery on it. And battery technology also has increased to the point where you could fly that thing around probably for 15, 20 minutes. You could fly around and with a camera the size of a pinhead, you could spy on, it would look like a dragonfly flying around. You could fly around, sneak on, fly into your neighbor's windows and houses.
I mean, yeah, because that weighs less than half a pound. It doesn't fit under the FAA regulations.
Right, right. I think it was 0.55 pounds. Yeah, I think up to 0.55 pounds. Anything over that is, they say, otherwise it's $27,000 fine.
Wow.
And I don't understand. I mean, an ultralight is doesn't require a license either. An ultralight basically is a tub with an engine and a wing. And I mean, it's the most basic kind of airplane you can have.
Yeah, and my understanding is that anything that you slap the word experimental on does not require a license.
Well, if unless you're, well, I'm not sure exactly about that, but I mean, when Burt Rutan and various other experimental aircraft builders were building their airplanes, they were constantly being harassed by the FAA, by the federal government, by every government, because they were saying you have to go through. Well, you can't build that and sell it because you have to spend $100,000 on an airplane instead of $10,000 that you could build yourself, or $5,000 that you could build yourself. There used to be a helicopter called the Scorpion, which was a two-man helicopter, and it used a Volkswagen engine. It used a four-cylinder air-cooled Volkswagen engine, and it was a single rotor, single rotor, had a stabilizer in the rear, of course, but it was called a Scorpion. It used to be sold in Popular Science and things like that. I think they were actually, I'd say, way under $5,000. I think they were something like $1,500, maybe $2,000 for the whole kit. And that was that. But I'm saying, you know, that was, and they said there was no, they said there was no FAA requirement or something like that at the time, of course. Now everything's regulated.
You know, this sounds kind of like the FCC and their control of the airwaves. And, you know,
right.
you know, 30, 40 years ago, how easy was it for you to set up your own radio station? Whereas
right,
now,
right.
anyone could do it. You can buy the equipment for, you know, under $100 and you can be going to town. And they're cracking down all the time. Maybe not so much anymore. I forget there was a report that came out that said that they weren't going to focus on radio stations any longer.
No, that was a... basically a mistranslated headline, but it was something taken completely out of context, and the headline made it sound like, we're not going to crack down on pirate stations, but once you read the article, they were saying, you know, like, we're not cracking down hard enough.
Oh.
So it was a total false headline. Tim, thanks for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, the live Wednesday night edition.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.